From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal authorities have yet to confirm it, but in northwest Arkansas, they're calling it a tornado and a powerful one. The suspected twister killed at least three people today in the tiny town of Cincinnati. Washington County Dispatch Manager Shannon McEwen says authorities are still trying to get a handle on the number of injuries.
There's been several injuries, and actually we're still, getting people right now that are still injured. Just kind of hit and miss out there. Chicken houses that were destroyed, barn collapses, that sort of thing.
Widespread damage again reported. A tornado is also believed to have touched down in south-central Missouri. No immediate reports of injuries. Other severe winter storm alerts are posted across the Rockies and northern plains. Major roads were shut down in the Dakotas. To the west, more of the same. Today, Denver is expecting up to 7 inches of snow. It has been 5 years since Hurricane Katrina, but many people are still occupying FEMA trailers that were only intended to be temporary. Now, as WWNO's Eileen Fleming reports, the city of New Orleans is telling trailer tenants that it's time to go.
FEMA gave more than 200,000 trailers to people throughout the Gulf Coast whose homes were damaged by the hurricane and flooding. New Orleans had about 23,000 trailers dotting neighborhoods throughout the city. Many residents chose to move in the units set up outside their damaged homes while they made repairs. But officials say the weathered trailers are now becoming part of the blight it wants to remove. Residents in more than 200 trailers still parked at their property will be facing fines up to $500 a day starting January 1st. Critics say the plan hurts poor residents still struggling to pay for home repairs. The city says each case will be reviewed, but it wants the trailers gone in the next 3 months. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is beginning to receive reports of flu outbreaks. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that this may be the start of the flu season.
The flu season can start any time from October to May. It's been underway for weeks in the United Kingdom. And now five places in the U.S. are reporting widespread incidents: Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, New York, and Virginia. The only state or territory recording no flu is Guam. Holiday season travel does a great job of moving the virus around, and the close quarters many travelers experienced over the last couple of weeks makes spread even easier. So far, three children have died of the flu. Three flu strains are circulating, including the new H1N1 swine flu, which strikes younger people harder than older people. All three strains are included in the current vaccine. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 at 11,577. This is NPR News. France is stepping up security ahead of New Year's Eve celebrations. Eleanor Beardsley reports that authorities are trying to curb the traditional New Year's car burning phenomenon.
50,000 additional gendarmes will be out in force on French streets, more than 10,000 of them in Paris. There are also hundreds of newly installed video cameras as part of a new surveillance plan. A helicopter will circle the skies of Paris, where police are expecting large crowds around the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées. Authorities are also trying to end what they say has become a destructive ritual in many cities, car burnings. The phenomenon started in the 1990s around the eastern city of Strasbourg. It has gained momentum over the years, especially in troubled suburban housing projects, where gangs often compete to see who can burn the most cars. 1,300 cars were burned last New Year's Eve. In an attempt to end the so-called car burning contest, the French Interior Minister says he won't release any figures this year for the number of cars burned. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
President Obama is applauding Ukraine for sending a portion of its enriched uranium to Russia for disposal. That's in line with a pact to prevent nuclear terrorism. Kiev voluntarily gave up the atomic weapons it received when the Soviet Union collapsed. In April, it forged a deal with Washington to give up all nuclear weapons by 2012. Not much movement in U.S. stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is on pace to finish the year at its highest level since August of 2008. Last check, the Dow was up 9 at 11,578, NASDAQ down 10 at 2653. The S&P 500 may be on its way to its best December showing in 20 years. S&P up slightly at 1258. This is NPR.
Support